Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. And, yes,
CJ. I thought we were done.
No, we got another hour of quality radio programming to provide our listeners. Bubble Boy, anything?
Nothing. Okay. I got nothing.
Well, maybe we'll be saved by our special guest.
Can we do like that thing on podcasting when like you make it, you know, 1.5 speed so it goes faster?
What, you mean fix it in post or something?
You know, where we just go faster?
No. No, no, there's nothing we can do. This is the best it gets.
The sands of time.
Mm-hmm.
Trapped.
But we do have some pretty good guests to help us navigate the hour. Jerry the Diver Guy is with us. Despite that.
When do we get to the good guests?
Well, we have Captain Amber. So okay, she is
one.
She's a turtle expert. And I see she is actually sitting next to, at the Gomez Hilton, the last man on Earth. Or it's the caveman from the Geico commercials. I'm not sure. Or it could be Neil Watson Jr. Is that right? Do I see Neil on the closed caption video?
Holy shit, you got me.
I got him.
Oh, now we can ask him about all those guys that were name-dropping. They were close personal friends with him in the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Oh, you know, Pete?
Casey and Jerry were like...
Do you even know who these
Tyler,
folks...
Tyler, you mean?
Yeah. No, no.
Greg?
Greg.
Was it Vince?
Yeah, I paid him.
Please,
I'm paid up.
Yeah, I know that guy.
All right, so he, you know, we go way back. But yeah, Casey's coming over to see you there, Junior. So to go
awesome.
Dive with hammerheads,
run like hell, Junior.
That's super awesome.
This is your warning.
I'll be pumping it up on the cruise ship.
Okay, that
erectile dysfunction notwithstanding.
We're not asking you
promoting,
what
you're promoting,
up.
Greg.
Oh, right, right.
Excited. Promoting.
Yeah, okay.
But,
nothing to do
not
with diving.
You what you're pumping.
Captain Amber, where's the mute button?
Yes, exactly.
Please.
Is it right there? Or is it? Where is the mute button?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Casey, please keep it dive related.
Yeah, there's certain things you can't unhear, unfortunately, there, Neil. Sorry. But it just happens. Don't hold that against them.
Captain Gomez is coming to hook it up.
Is he? Okay, all
right. Navigate these treacherous waters.
Yes.
Well, sometimes.
They are.
Sometimes.
They're a little rough.
Now, when you're not familiar with the waters, you need a pilot.
Right. Well, this is true. And that's why you got Captain Walt for sure. Now, I got to ask, though. Usually you're in Bimini right now, but you're stateside, which means you're at the Gomez Hilton.
I am at the Gomez Hilton, yeah.
All right.
Sometimes when we come this way, we dock here at the Hilton.
Yeah.
And this time, all the slips were full at the Hilton.
Yeah, they
are. We dock near here, and we are heading home pretty soon.
Okay. So you're just doing a little stateside, supply run, I guess, before going back to Bimini. Is that what's going on for you?
Yeah, little repairs, little maintenance on one of the vessels, and then we're heading home.
All right. So Casey is, he's coming over there like the last week of March, which is that at the end of hammerhead season in Bimini, or is there, you still got a few more weeks after that, or what happens? What's happening now?
You know, it's tough to say exactly when it ends, but for sure, you know, at least the last 4 or 5 seasons straight through March has been pretty solid.
Yeah.
As soon as the water starts to warm up, they just tend to start migrating, but we have not got skunked in March in the last couple years.
Okay, all right.
Sometimes it's the first week of April, sometimes it's the first week of May. It really all depends, but Mm-hmm. Usually through March, you're golden.
Well, I'll tell you, Casey's planning to put on one of these shark off bracelets on one of his appendages, I guess after he pumps it up, according to what CJ said earlier. But you have seen.
I didn't say that. Casey said it.
This shark off bracelet, we were talking about this in hour one, and I spoke to you a little bit earlier in the, well, yesterday, I guess, or early, well, today. It was earlier today before the show.
It was.
So you're aware of this bracelet, but you don't have a whole lot of faith, or you wouldn't want to necessarily be the person to put it to a test if you're hanging around the hammerheads or God knows bull sharks or whatever, or what? What do you think?
I know that they did some of the testing with us, but right. I wasn't there, so I did not see the results of the test. So I cannot say.
Was it a result like 4 out of 5 divers? Arrived back to the dock alive.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you this much: nobody was mortally injured in
well,
the testing.
Well, that's good.
Well,
yeah.
Let me ask you this, Neil.
Go ahead.
Would Casey make a good candidate for this test?
I think. Are you making a weight joke right now, Derek? That's what I'm afraid.
No, there's no weight.
From what I've heard from most of Greg's crew, that they all smell so bad anyway that none of them sharks are going to fool them.
I have said this many times to Junior that you all smell terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Neil knows me really better enough to know that I'm a germaphobe and I don't like body odor, so Greg.
Yeah. So he just rubs dead fish all over his body.
No, guys, honestly, like there's a lot of different different ways that they test these things, and there's a lot of different bracelets. And I know the shark off.
Yeah.
Shark off.
Yeah, ones. Shark off.
Yeah, they were throwing a lot of bait at sharks with these bracelets tied around them.
Yeah. I mean, Junior, you've done this way more than I have, but I've seen enough of, shark dives and even, watching Shark Week and stuff like that. With the electrical field, which is a deterrent for the most part for sharks, they don't seem to like it because of their ampulla.
They do really work well with the hammers, actually.
They do, okay.
All the Magnum ones, mm-hmm. Yeah, man. They
right.
work super good with the hammers.
But I've also seen the sharks act like if there's, food in the water and something that they want to get and they're hungry, a Mack truck isn't going to keep them from getting it. I mean, you hear what I'm saying? I mean, it kind of depends a little bit on how hungry or how amped up they are to want to feed at that particular time. Is that a fair thing to say maybe too or no? Or what do you think?
Oh, very fair assessment. Yeah. I think it's a lot of testing that gets done for any shark repellent. It's really hard to duplicate a wounded fish. And it's, if an actual fish is twitching and wounded, I don't know what you can do to deter a shark from wanting to get at that.
That's
There's
right.
There's no remorse.
Point, yeah. They are amped up. They want that, and you better not be in the way.
Sea snakes.
But other circumstances, some things like magnets, some things like chemical repellents, and some other things, if there isn't an actual wounded fish involved in the equation, may actually work.
Yeah.
And I have seen some results from some of these tests that point in that direction.
Okay.
But if you are spearfishing and you have a wounded, bloody, twitching fish on the end of a spear, I don't think that there's anything that you can put on it or do to keep a shark from doing that.
But
short of that, some of these things have had substantially productive results.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. I mean, it's like that electrical field that the injured fish puts out. I do. I think that's a trigger. And from everything I've seen, too. Now,
what about if you were to wear like a skin suit with pictures of Greg all over that?
No, okay.
Ooh, that's not creepy at all.
That would definitely deter the ladyfish.
Okay. I was just going to say that would be very fashionable.
Zing!
Ayo!
Yeah.
But the scary thing is, Barry actually has one.
Okay, just stop. We're going to edit this out in post, so let's just regroup. All right, so look, the thing is, Neil Watson Jr. there in Bimini does a lot of stuff with sharks. Obviously, the hammerheads are in peak season right now. Can you give us a little sneak peek?
I don't know if I told you.
Yeah.
You know, we have a full-time boat at Tiger Beach now.
Oh, really?
So, starting this year, December of 2019, we have a day boat based out of Old Bahama Bay that does daily trips to Tiger Beach.
Oh, wow.
So awesome. We do daily Tiger Beach and Great Hammerhead dives.
How about
that?
It's
a super cool boat. I'm so proud of it.
Oh, wait, that's the boat that was anchored.
Like air conditioning. And, that was at the Gomez for a little while.
That's right. I saw that last year. Wow. Yeah, that was that's an impressive vessel. Nice. Oh, my gosh, we got to go. We got to go. And you know, it's kind of cool. We got Neil Watson Jr. with us and Captain Amber. She's going to talk about turtles. But since we got Jr., we got to talk a little bit about sharks, too. Maybe a little bit even about Shark Week, if he'll spill the beans just a little, because he's always doing all kinds of crazy stuff. But that's coming up next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You saved Leonardo DiCaprio's life. Now, is this a true story?
It is a true story. We were on a diving trip in the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah.
He's
and you're in the water with him.
So we're in the water, and after a while, I'm looking around, and I realize he's just not there. He's not around, and we're almost at the end of the dive, and I'm just thinking I should just go check on him. So I start swimming out, like, deep into the ocean, and way off in the murk, like a shark, you know, I see something, and then I see it's Leo, and he's coming toward me, and I can see from, like, 50 yards away, his eyes are, like this big, and he's going like this. Like... And
that's not good either way. I don't know what that means, but I'm like, I don't know, that's not good.
I had the horrible instinct to let him get close to me and then, like, pull back, like, take the extra thing and just be like,
what's wrong with you?
Edward, no, but I didn't.
Edward, don't do
I didn't.
That.
So I give it to him, and he's like...
You gave him
so
oxygen.
So we did the buddy breathe thing, and we go up, and he's, like, falling all over me, like, oh, buddy, you saved my life. You saved me. But, and it's not what I was thinking.
You saved his life.
Yeah, but
that's good. Good for you. Yeah. You're a buddy. The buddy system, you actually did it. You're a buddy.
Let me know the truth. Fighting to you before I die fighting.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio. We have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. Barry the Bugger, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, and our special guest, Captain Amber, and Neil Watson Jr. are actually connected with Captain Walt DeMartini from the Gomez Hilton. We're going to talk to him in just a bit, but let's take a quick call. Someone's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Yeah, happy Scuba Radio Day, everybody.
Oh, my God. It's the Drunken Sailor. I knew it. I just had to bring up his name or something. I didn't even do it. I think it was CJ that mentioned it. Yeah, what do you want? Where are you?
You have summoned me, and then I come forth.
Okay, we speak your name
like a spirit.
Okay, okay. Where are you exactly? I haven't seen you since I don't know since the Gomez Hilton adventure last time, I believe.
I'm docked up at the Gomez Hilton. I'm on the dock.
You're on.
The doors are locked.
No, wait. Hold on. Captain Amber and Jerry the Diver Guy.
Anybody's home.
I mean, no, they are Amber and Walt and Neil Watson Jr. at the Gomez. Hey, guys, have you seen the drunken sailor wandering around the grounds? Amber?
We see nothing.
They see
all
nothing.
All I can tell you all is run like hell.
Shh, don't say anything.
Okay.
Look for the oil slick.
Walt, turn the lights off.
Uh-oh, Neil knows something. Yeah, quiet. Yeah, it's kind of like the Quiet Place movie. Yeah,
this is already home.
I'm sure. Home. Wait, no, wait. So you're outside the Gomez Hilton? Did you say you're on the dock or under the dock?
I'm in the back. You know where the pool is?
Yeah.
In the dock. That's where I am now.
Wait. You're off the dock, like under the dock, living under the dock at the Gomez Hilton?
No, I climbed up the ladder.
Yeah, okay. He's under the dock.
He flew in with the sewage leak.
Well, listen, you losers, you got nothing going on, so I'm going to make my way down to the beach.
Okay, go to the beach, you drunken sailor,
that's,
you.
That's where all the action is.
Okay, hang up the phone. How did you get a phone down there? That's not good to have electrical devices near the water like that. You might get a why do I care about his well-being? I don't understand.
Evil never dies.
Man. I'm heading down there right after the show today, so... you guys be on the lookout. Yeah, look out. You've been warned, Amber. So I apologize if the drunken sailor stumbles into you. You know, Walt knows how.
Like I said, we see nothing.
Yeah, but Walt has a fire extinguisher. That's the first line of defense. So just so you know. All right, Junior is there as well. Neil Watson Jr. And Neil, is he? Can you tell me at all as far as. You know, has Discovery Channel been over there? Can you say anything about Shark Week this year, or is that about it, or you can't say anything, or they got to kill you kind of deal? What's going on? What do you think?
Oh, I think they're pretty cool. I think they like people promoting their events. We did a few shows this year.
Yeah?
They're excited already, about them.
Okay, they're already in the can, so to speak?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Excellent.
A few of them have been completed. What was the one? Okay, I'll tell you this one.
Yeah.
We took the guy that shot Osama bin Laden.
Oh, right, yes.
Diving with some sharks. That was pretty awesome. He was a Navy SEAL.
Okay.
I mean, he wrote it in his book. I didn't make that up. It's not like secret knowledge.
Yeah, no, I heard about that. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. World famous Mick Fanning, one of my... probably hero now that I've met him.
Yeah.
But he is a three-time surfing world champion
nice.
From Australia. And he was in Jay Bay in South Africa for one of the Opens.
Right.
And in the finals, and he got, like, attacked by a great white. And he, like, fought him off with his board. It was on, like, you know, film, like, a few years ago. And
right.
He went diving with some sharks. And he's done some stuff this year now. And... he's doing some great white shark stuff too. He did some stuff.
Cool. All right.
Somebody jumping on a bed.
It was really cool.
The springs of the Gomez Hilton are creaking.
Those are
parrots. They were actual parrots.
Parrots. That's the go-to line of what we say.
This is literally a Jimmy Buffett film, is what's happening right here. And there are actual.
parrots that live at his house.
Okay, no joke. I believe
you
that.
You can hear them. I'm not. We can't make this up.
Hey.
Oh, no bird seed.
That's not good. That's never good. Okay, so anyway, it happens. And we do our show, and things go a little haywire.
Welcome
sometimes.
To the first radio show devoted to diving.
That's
He's
us.
Greg the Dive Master.
This is us, yeah.
Boy.
Absolutely. All right, so look, you know, he timed that pretty good, by the way. Anyway, look, you know, Amber is with us. She is a turtle expert, so we got to talk turtles. We got to talk Jerry the Diver Guy. We got to talk to him.
We
got to talk to Jerry the Beatty Guy as well. He's down in the Keys. He's been traveling around with me in Germany. He's been he was with me in the Maldives, and now he's in the Florida Keys. And I'm going to head down and join him in a day or so down there by Captain Slate's in the History of Diving Museum. So we got a lot of stuff to discuss. And now we got a little sneak peek of what's going to happen for Shark Week too. So that's pretty sweet, huh?
Got a little more than we bargained for.
Well, yeah. It happens. It does happen, and it's all good
but
stuff.
I thank him for doing that because I up until then I was the last one.
What do you mean? The last one? What
to you know elicit the button?
Oh, that. Yeah. Well, everybody takes a dump. No, I mean, the dump button. That's what I meant, right? Yeah, of course that's what I meant.
I read that book.
Okay, look, we're going to regroup. We'll be back with more on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. And then we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. That includes Barry the Bugger, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Vinny Two Tanks, Jerry the Diver Guy, and Barry the Boater. No, I said Barry the Bugger. He's a boater, too. Who did I forget? Did I miss? Well, our special guest, which, Casey. Casey the Tobacco Nut.
How could you miss him?
Well, he's darked out right now. He looks like he's in the closed caption video.
He's in the witness protection program.
That's what it looks like.
He's going to sound like this, Greg.
Yes.
Greg, I'm going to Beverly to talk for the Harborheads.
All right. I'm going to turn on your mic, Casey. But as we learned in the last segment, there are certain things you should not say and we should not refer to. And so let's just leave
Rhymes
it at that.
Rhymes with duck.
Okay.
Like plucking ferrets.
Casey, talk to
I'm
me.
I'm innocent.
Okay.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, Jerry, the diver guy.
We have a very, very special guest now.
Who is that? Aria.
Very, very beautiful Aria.
Oh, we have Captain Aria and...
There is four Amber. Captains in that damn Gomez Hill.
How about that?
Captain Morgan.
And I'll tell you what, their salty language is right on target.
Yeah. They're drunken sailors. What do you expect, Greg?
That's right. Everybody listening on Facebook Live.
He didn't give you a 15-minute window, Greg. He did warn you.
He did. I got to say, Neil Watson Jr., he warned me, and sure enough,
he did know we're on the air, right?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. You know what? You can hear it plain as day on Facebook Live and the video.
No good reason to tune in to that. The uncensored version.
We can get away with stuff there. But on the regular broadcast network, hopefully they were spared.
Naughty.
That stuff. But regardless, moving on. Welcome, Aria. How are you? You keep
good. Busy?
Good. Okay, so I'm heading down to the Gomez Hilton. You guys don't get too socially lubricated where you can't talk then. Because I want to catch up with you guys.
Yeah, they got to be drunk to talk to you, yeah, Greg.
They're getting a head start on me, for sure. I can tell already. All right. Well, look, we got to talk turtle. That's what's coming up next with Captain Amber on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Kelp of Monterey Bay.
But now these dives are done.
I know one thing for sure. Now I find I'm the diving kind that likes kelp on the ocean floor. Kelp is in my plan when I go down, and I do appreciate it when it's found. Kelp is a cool mix of green and brown. Won't you please, please help me, help me, help me. Ooh.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. And we have a special guest, Captain Amber, who's going to talk turtle. But I think, do we got Big Wave Dave on the phone? Dave, are you with me? Dave?
I'm with you out in the West Coast in Los Angeles.
Aha. Uh-huh. He's out on the left coast doing the Go Dive Now pool. So how are things at the, well, it's the big travel show in L.A. this weekend, right?
Yeah, it's a huge travel show. We got all places all over the world here. And guess what? People don't believe in Corona except the kind you can drink here.
Ah.
All looking about traveling.
God bless them. Yeah. How about kelp diving? You doing any while you're out there on the left coast? Because it's
a just a quick runway trip out and back, so no time for diving on this trip.
Yeah, but thousands of people out there at this travel show this weekend, I assume. It's a big one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a big one. I mean, the hall's very good size. We got people looking for everywhere to go backpacking, scuba diving, play with stingrays, everything. We got the pool packed.
Nice. So they got the pool, the 20-by-40-foot Go Dive Now pool. You go check out godivenow.com. You're going to be there for this weekend, and then where are you off to, Dave? What do you think?
I'm going to go home. Yeah, head back home to Wisconsin for about 10 days, and then I think it's March 6th, 7th weekend. We'll be out in Washington, D.C.
Okay. How about that?
Are there any turtles in the pool?
I've got some stingrays in there.
You do?
Imported from the Cayman Islands.
Cool.
Wow, okay.
Bought them at the airport.
They bought them at the airport. That's, I thought that was illegal. But, you know, Dave knows people. He knows how to get away. He knows how to get around things like the normal people call laws. He's Big Wave Dave. Yeah. But, Dave, well, thanks for the update, buddy. Always a pleasure. And go turn those folks on to diving like you always do, okay?
Yes, right. You know, that's what it's all about is go dive now. And, you know, it's February. It's time to get out of the cold. Why don't you jet set down to the Cayman Islands?
There you go. All right. There you go. Big Wave Dave. Yeah, Cayman sponsor that that Go Dive Now pool. God bless them for it. But it's a great way to introduce people, you know, the landlubbers, to what we love to talk about here every week, which is scuba diving. And it could entail turtles. Now, Captain Amber, who's at the Gomez Hilton this weekend with Walt DeMartini and Aria and Neil Watson Jr., who is obviously an audible, he's a linguist, isn't he?
He's a cunning linguist.
Yes. So, but we'll just leave that lie. Let's talk about Amber's turtle.
Usually
fun.
We call it drunk.
Right? Yeah, quit it. Turtles are your thing, right, Amber? You have a love of turtles, sea turtles, right?
Sea turtles.
Yes.
Very different from turtles.
Oh, you don't like just regular turtles. You know, if they're land walking turtles, you're not a fan? It's only sea turtles for you?
That's right.
What about a box turtle or a painted turtle?
No, that wouldn't
count.
Not
interested.
Or the turtles that Rocky Balboa had in his...
What is it about turtles that, you know, turn you on? Or, I mean, you know, what are you're into?
Well, I had a moment with a sea turtle way back when I first started diving.
Yeah.
And that was the catalyst for sure.
Okay. You had a cool interaction with a sea turtle on a dive one day, and you're like, man, these animals are cool.
What she's trying to
say, it was out of the ordinary.
How so? What did it do?
Greg, is she got
stranded at sea and she rode a turtle.
Okay,
back
just stop. Just stop.
Let her talk.
Yeah. Hey, what happened with this interaction that you thought was so remarkable? What happened, Amber?
Well, first of all, to set sea turtles apart, they're endangered species. All seven of the species are endangered.
Yeah.
On this particular dive, I was running a dive boat out of Hilton Head Island, South Carolina.
Okay.
And I dove down to grab the anchor off the wreck so the crew could pull it up on the sand.
Yeah.
And that was my 5 minutes to dive because I was on the boat when the passengers were down. And there was the shadow coming out of the depths. And I was in my 20s. I had no idea what it might be. But when you're in your 20s, you're not afraid of much. Mm. So I waited for it and I could see that it was a sea turtle. But as it got closer, I'm standing there in 70 feet of water. It did not turn or deviate its course. It just came straight at me. And I thought, well, I'll just stand here. Surely it'll turn. But it never turned. So when it was face to face, probably about a foot in front of my face, I just fell backwards onto the sand and let it hover over me. So that experience pretty much changed my adulthood.
How about that? Yeah, you know, it takes sometimes when you see and you kind of look in their eyes and you kind of can almost think, realize what they're thinking. And then you kind of...
Well, they've been on the planet for over 80 million years.
Right.
They're dinosaurs.
And that turtle was thinking, get the hell out of my way.
That turtle's going, excuse me.
Well, excuse I can explain. It chose me. Yes, I can say that. But it also has a little bit of... Its eyes are on the side of its head, so binocular vision is not the best. So I could have just been out of his range.
Okay.
Greg.
But still, you had a special moment with the turtle, which, you know, it does. Yeah. Yeah, Jerry, go.
Yeah.
It's just because it's mesmerized by her beauty.
Okay. Way to suck up, Brown Dozer.
Stop it.
Yeah. Okay. So, Amber. Yeah, you're in South Carolina, and you run these trips all the time up there, right? To go swim with them, or you show people what the turtles do, what, on the beach and in the water, or just on the beach, or what? What are you doing?
Well, this doesn't involve a dive boat anymore.
Okay.
So I run a sea turtle program on Hilton Head Island. It's a 14-mile stretch of beach, and we monitor sea turtle nests, mark them off when they hatch. We inventory. We take out everything, eggs that didn't hatch, the eggs that have hatched, the hatchlings that are stuck in the bottom, we release those.
Nice.
And it's just a lot of information, a lot of data that goes into the state database so we can keep track of our nesting.
That'd be so cool. That's kind of on my list. I've always wanted to do one of those sea turtle things where they got the eggs and then, you know, you help them hatch or watch them or whatever. And then they had the big release. So you've done that a bunch of times where you take the little baby turtles and set them out on the beach and they go towards the moonlight or something.
Just the ones that are stuck in the bottom of the nest, they should be doing it in the middle of the night, and I don't crawl on the beach all night long, so it will happen while I'm asleep, hopefully. And then when we inventory the nest, there's usually some hatchlings stuck in the bottom. But all of this has to be done with a permit, so you can't handle an endangered species without a federal permit.
Right.
So,
you got to know somebody that knows what the hell they're doing, like Amber, so to make sure you don't do something wrong. Because you could end up interfering with those sea turtle lives, and we want to have more of them, not less. So that's cool. I love what you do, Amber. I mean, she's quite an accomplished diver on top of all this other stuff that she does, which is basically sharing her love of turtles and all the other wildlife up in that neck of the woods, right? You don't just do turtles.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No, I paid $65,000 to be an expert on sea turtles, so anyone can do that. But you have to put the effort into it as well.
Yeah.
But I run a boat that is a 20-passenger vessel for an ecology tour in the Lowcountry.
Mm-hmm.
So you can learn about the marsh, the mud flat, why the water's green, oysters, all these things that work together.
All the cool
critters. That's the thing you need to do.
Of the what the you
oysters
call
are good in that area.
Yeah, the low. What do you call it? The low what?
It's the Lowcountry.
Lowcountry. There you go. Mm-hmm. And that's in South Carolina, right?
Georgia and South Carolina are considered the Lowcountry.
Okay. Yeah, I love it. You know, it's cool. She used to be one of Captain Cocktail's, captains there at South Florida Diving Headquarters, where, and that's why Ari is there. You guys are sharing shipboard stories already, I guess, right? over a cocktail.
Yeah, Aria was my dive master.
There
and then
you go.
She became captain.
Look at that. So you're taking credit for that or blame?
I would like to think that I had something to do with it. But
okay. That sounds like credit. You know, if it was me, it would be like, I'm to blame for that idiot, you know. But it's different when it's Aria. She's
good.
Respectable. She's good. Gal. All right. So they're having a good time there at the Gomez Hilton. Thanks for the update, Amber. Appreciate it. I'm heading over there. And then I'm actually head down to the Miami International Boat Show tomorrow with Barry and do some stuff for our boating radio show. And then I'm heading down to the Florida Keys to sync up with Jerry the Beatty guy. So, you know, Dive Training Magazine, Jerry. And we're going to go do a little excursion down there to possibly set up a Florida Keys broadcast with Captain Slate and his crew, his family, you know, Sky and them. We'll talk about it next week on The Big Show. More coming up. Stay close. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Mermaid Cat.
What are you doing here?
You can check me out at mermaidcat.com.
Holy moly!
In the meantime, keep listening to Scuba Radio.
Uh-huh.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
That's some language you got there.
Now here's a guy. If he was a merman...
But why would you even say that?
I might let him penetrate the mucous membrane of my mermaid hair.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Greg, the dive master!
Yes, master!
Now get away from me, you sick bastard!
You are one sick bastard. You know that, but I like your style.
Well, thank you, I think. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And as promised, we have connected with Jerry the Beatty guy from Dive Training Magazine. Jerry Beatty, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Greg. I'm good. You know, it's kind of unusual to be this close. Usually me and you are thousands of miles apart, but I'm actually in the Florida Keys right now.
That's right. You know, he actually resides in the state of Texas, or he's traveling somewhere on the other side of the planet. Now, we've actually been spending a lot of time together and great times at the boot show in Germany, and then we were in the Maldives for a week. But you know, I haven't headed out since then. You're already on the road again, down there in the Keys as we speak. So you're just down there catching up with some folks down through the Florida Keys, or what?
I am. I'm running around seeing different dive operators and people I've known for a long time, and meeting a bunch of new people. And there's lots of changes going on. And God, Greg, there's just so much in the Keys. You come down here, there's music festivals, there's the Museum of Diving History, there's, you name it, there's something going on every night of the week. It's just fabulous.
Well, I look forward to, you know, syncing up there here in a couple of days. So I'm going to go down to the Miami Boat Show tomorrow, and then I'm going to head down there and join Jerry for at least a day. And maybe we'll catch up with Captain Slate. Like you said, the history of diving museums down there and Tavernier, Isla Mirada area. I don't know that I'll get all the way down to Key West, but you have. You've went down to Marathon and beyond, right?
I am. I'm doing all the Keys on this trip, every one of them.
So catching up and just like you said, there's like a whole new guard with a lot of the dive operators. Because there's been some turnover the last few years. Is that what you were saying or alluding to?
Yeah. And there's the I hate to call them old timers, but the guys that have been around a long time, they're still here. They're still around, but they're letting a lot of new, younger people come in. There's some great dive operators on every key. And it's just fun to get to know a whole lot of people and find out, you know, where's the diving industry going here in the Florida Keys? And I can tell you this, it's plenty strong.
Okay.
Greg, I have an idea. When you go down to the Keys, mm-hmm. you should donate a few of your puppets to the museum. I'm sure they would love those for an exhibit, a scuba radio exhibit with featuring the puppets.
Maybe. You know, I really have to go down there and apologize.
Or do you play with them when we're not here? Mm. I mean, you don't do anything with them, right? That'd be weird.
I got a better idea. I think you all ought to come down here with the puppets and do a show at the museum.
All right, Jerry, the baby guy.
Easy.
That would be great, but we got to rehearse for that, and we, you know, we're out of practice.
Yeah, there's that. Okay.
Good all idea, right. though.
No, that was...
There was only one of those shows, and it was at DEMA.
True. That was a one-and-done kind of thing, you know. So, but regardless, I do hope to see the folks there at the History of Diving Museum, and it'll be fun to hang out with Captain Slate and Sky. His daughter has a new operation down there at the Islander that we hope to go check out and catch up with them as well.
Have you had an operation?
No, you were just...
Oh gosh,
Bubble Boy, turn his mic off.
Okay,
all right. Anyway. Yeah, it'll be a good time. And the weather's been pretty good. Is it raining down there? I know it was raining in Miami earlier, but is it nice down in the Keys today or what?
It is. It started out a little cool, a little cloudy, but it cleared off. And we spent all day on Captain Connor's boat floating around out there.
Okay.
And we had about 1.5 foot seas. Wasn't bad at all.
Well, that sounds pretty nice.
Going out again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And got a place safe for you on Monday, and got all kinds of good plans. So we're looking forward to having you down here.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know you're down there with our photography pro, Lois, and I got to give her a little shout out, Lois Hatcher, because she took some pictures of us, both of us, underwater when we were in the Maldives, and they are now posted at scubaradio.com. And great. Yeah. And she even made me look respectable, which is shocking. Great. Jerry, the diver guy, go.
I'm sorry, but you broke her camera.
Well, I did not break her camera. You are a liar.
I know her secret, though. She puts Vaseline on the lens.
No, that's not any kind of photo pro tip that she would share, let alone anybody who is sane. Anyway.
Gives them that sexy glow.
She's down there doing some coral restoration work with you, or while you're down there, too. Is that right?
That is correct. She's out right now on the water with Ken Niedermeyer from Reef Renewal, and she's been spending 5 to 6 hours a day underwater working on these coral trees and growing coral to put out there on the reef. And boy, I tell you, it's like hard to believe that somebody can spend that much time underwater every day, 7 days a week. But boy, her and Ken are out there doing it.
How about that? They're planting. They're planting coral. God bless them for it. Yeah. So, I got to find out what's going on with that, too. Maybe we can stop by and check in with them. Where are they doing that in the Keys? Is that Key Largo or further south or where?
Further south down off Tavernier. It's not too far from where we're going to be. But, you know, I got an open invitation for you to even go see what they're doing if you have enough time when you're down there.
Well, hey, you know, that's the whole idea, is to come down and see what's been going on in the Keys for a day or so. So we'll see how things unfold and talk about it next week. It'll be a good time just to catch up with our friends. So I look forward to it. Jerry, you enjoy the rest of your evening there in Key Largo, and we'll see you in a few days, my friend.
I'm looking forward to it, and take care, guys. I'll see you next round.
There you go. Jerry the diver guy. No, that'd be Jerry the Beatty guy. Yeah, one of these days we'll get them right. We don't want to interchange them.
Jerry the bait ball.
No, that's not accurate either. You guys are no help whatsoever.
He's from Texas, Greg. I'm from
Virginia. Hey, I'm proud of you guys. No turtle head jokes at all the whole show.
Yeah. What?
Good job.
And we got 5 seconds. Nothing. Okay. There we
go. Nothing.
All right. Anyway, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
No.
Underwater.
It's better.
Hey, didn't even get it right. Jeez. Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.